And the sounds of Wham with Club Tropicana in the background. Oh, listen, I don't know much about Club Tropicana, but something that is definitely on my mind, on the radar at the moment, Club Med, which you can't avoid at the moment. There's so much being written about it. There's so much hype and excitement coming to South Africa, coming to the KZN North Coast in not too long from now, and it's seeming all the more real because you would have noticed if you've been walking around the Lifestyle Center in Ballito that recently a pop-up shop has popped up and a portal into a very exclusive offering that dovetails and ties into the Club Med vision for South Africa. To tell us a little bit more about what the story is and where things are at in the latest installation in the Club Med journey in South Africa, in the studio with me right now, I have a man with a very intimate and unique perspective on this whole project. Chris Du Toit heads up, he is the development director at Tinley Leisure. These are the guys developing the Club Med South Africa dream. And Chris, welcome to Radio Life and Style. It's great to have you in the house for a little Wednesday catch-up. How you doing?
Thank you, Mike, and good morning. Yeah, going all well. Nice, hot and sunny day on the North Coast.
This is it, right? this is summer, and this is kind of what we're known for. We don't really have winter. We have just degrees of of balmy tropical goodness. And obviously, that fits in beautifully with the Club Med vision. And tell us a little bit more about Club Med's journey to launch a resort here on the North Coast. Why did it seem like the obvious place for the next wonderful addition to the Club Med portfolio?
Yeah, thank you. To your point, I mean, we never have winter here. We just have less summer in some months. But yeah, Club Med, they'd been looking around South Africa for quite a long time to find the perfect location. They've got a few key requirements for their beach resorts. First of all, obviously access with airlift. So we've got King Shaka right here.
Boom.
They look at climate. So we've got a very moderate climate, at least 10 good months in a year. So, you know, they don't like winter rains. And, you know, then a swimming beach. So warm seawater is a key requirement for these beach resorts. And the North Coast was perfect for that.
Tick, 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 tick. Now, of course, we live here. We get it. And now the rest of the world is getting the picture as well. I mean, you can already, up on the official Club Med website, see a little preview of what is officially going to be launching to the world in 2026 or will be... I should say that the gates will be opening in 2026 already. It is launching, and it's going to be such a massive story for this part of the world in terms of the spotlight that it brings with it. From your perspective, how does Club Med plan to contribute to the North Coast community and the economy through the resort? It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a very big deal. Currently we have 1,000 people working on site. You know, it's more than 60% of those people actually live in the surrounding communities. So just in terms of job creation, it's a massive impact. We're probably going to peak out at about 1,400 people on site, and this is just for the beach resort. So the economic impact is big. I mean, small, medium enterprise development in our area, just the secondary impact of goods and supplies into the resort with 1,000 guests every week. So, you know, the impact will be significant.
And the ripple effects and the full story, I think for a lot of people the penny hasn't dropped yet, but once the gates open, once the feet are flowing through the doors, I think it's going to be a story that we're all going to benefit from and we're all going to be, you know, enjoying the fruits of. But something that is a reality that you can start to get some information on right now, the idea behind this pop-up shop at the Ballito Lifestyle Center and the Villa Suites that are in the spotlight, I want to know all about this. What's the idea behind this exciting pop-up in the Lifestyle Center?
Yeah, we're very excited to be here. It's definitely a great market for us to tap into. So we're building 345 hotel rooms in the beach resort and 66 villas on a sectional title basis that we're actually now launched into the market for sale. You can buy a unit. You can buy a unit and own it, and use it for 28 nights every year, free of charge. There's no additional cost. Club Med will look after your unit. They'll maintain it, and for the rest of the year, this will go into a rental pool, and you'll benefit from some rental yield from that pool as well. So it is a great investment opportunity and a great way to lock in holidays for you and your family for, you know, the rest of your life.
Wow, what an amazing concept. And as I understand it, this Villa Suites concept, it's a first for South Africa. It's only the fourth globally. That makes it really quite special.
It is very unique. Club Med have a few of these facilities in the French Alps and some of their ski resorts, and then they have one in the Mauritius as well at Albion. It's a concept that they've worked on for a few years, but they now want to roll out across the world. And you know, it does allow Club Med guests to use other Club Med resorts around the world as well, you know, as a platinum member. So it is a very appealing investment, and it gives you access to 70 resorts around the world. So a fantastic opportunity.
So the perks that come with it, I mean, adding this kind of this global passport, I suppose, to experiences and to the Club Med way of life, that makes it really, really attractive.
Yeah, Mike, you know, Club Med have got, they had 12,300 South Africans traveling outbound in 2023 from South Africa. And you know, we've never experienced inbound Club Med travel, but they make new markets, and you know, they bring international guests to new destinations. They were the first guys to open a resort in Cancun. They were the first guys to open resorts in Dominican Republic and in other places around the world. And you know, the guest experience, the Club Med way, or the Club Med culture, is something that some South Africans have experienced, but we'll see a lot more when we actually have one on our doorstep.
Amazing. And let's kind of look at that experience in a little bit of detail. Your typical stay at a Club Med resort versus the experience that if you're an owner of a Villa Suite, there's an overlap, obviously, but there's a difference in terms of that experience, right?
Yeah, so Club Med is an all-inclusive resort. All their resorts are all-inclusive around the world. So you will have all the benefits as an owner of a normal guest. So you'll arrive on at the gate, and they'll take you to your unit, all-inclusive, no extra costs, food and drink and beverage and amenities and facilities and everything for your own use. The benefit it does give an owner is that, you know, you actually own your unit, and you get platinum membership. So you get a little bit of preferential treatment in terms of private transfers and, you know, some other benefits and perks inside the resort. Mm. But, you know, apart from that, you're treated like any Club Med guest.
Amazing stuff. And looking at those who really do gravitate towards the VIP side of life, is there a certain tier that is really catering to that exclusive high-end VIP clientele?
Yes. So as a Club Med villa owner or a villa guest, you'll experience the exclusive, we call it the exclusive collection. So it's got its own little village with a private Zen pool, private restaurants and bars,
uh-huh,
a spa. I mean, it's a little bit more bespoke, only for those 66 families in those villas. And then, of course, you can also benefit from the rest of the resort, the main village and all the other facilities. So it is a little bit more bespoke for these owners.
Fantastic. And the clock is now ticking. 2026 is not far away. What can the rest of the North Coast expect once the resort opens its doors in 26?
Yeah, so we're 30 weeks into construction. It's unbelievable. I mean, people send me photographs from planes flying over the site at the moment. But yeah, 2026 June we're opening. We'll have the combined offering of the beach resort as well as the game reserve lodge for guests to use as an excursion. So it's all very exciting for our international visitors, but also for the strong South African market. Opening day, everything will be available, and the resort will be fully operational. We look forward to it.
Amazing. I think that's something that has not been in the spotlight as much as what's been happening closer to our side of things with the beach resort, but that bush getaway component is going to be a really special offering as well. I mean, a safari offering as part of a Club Med package deal, that's going to be something new and exciting for the brand as well.
Yeah, they haven't done it anywhere else in the world, of course, and that's also a reason why KZN was such a great location for this development, because we've got Big Five game reserves up in Zululand. So the guest experience will be, you know, spend a few days in the beach resort and then spend a few days in the Big Five game reserve, and you can just imagine the attraction for guests to experience South Africa, you know, in its full flavor.
Unbelievable. And as you say, the vision is now becoming a real reality. It's emerging out of the ground. The excitement is palpable. And for those who are keen to find out more information and to get in early and to secure their opportunity with these 66 exclusive villa suites that are available now for you to buy into before the rest of the Club Med Vision comes online in 2026, where can folks go to find more info and start that conversation?
Well, first of all, come to the Lifestyle Center, right? So we've got this little pop-up just across the main entrance to the market. I mean, there's always someone there to have a chat and introduce you to the opportunity and the Club Med culture. Or you can just visit the website cmvillasuites.co.za, all one word, and there's more information available there. But yeah, we look forward to engaging with people who want to get into the Club Med vibe and Club Med culture. We'll introduce you to it.
Really, really exciting. And you're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style, giving you the inside sneak peek at this really special, exclusive Villa Suites opportunity. Club Med Villa Suites 66. That's all there is. And if you're listening to this, and if you're looking to find out more, well, you heard exactly where to go. The pop-up is waiting for you at the Lifestyle Center. And my special guest in the studio, Chris Dutoy, Development Director, Tinley Leisure. The guy's developing the Club Med SA dream. And Chris, it's been really cool to catch up, to get a little insight into where the journey is at right now. It's such an exciting phase. And we'll definitely be having more chats on Radio Life and Style really soon. What do you say?
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, back to the music.